Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Stories where we share your stories, my stories, stories of the ghosts, sometimes behaving badly, sometimes benevolently, sometimes doing all sex and that sort of thing and all. If you want to contact the show, contact me on the Patreon site as we share your spooky nighttime stories.
Line two. Line two, Johnny. It's Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you there?
Hello, Clinton.
Hello there. Where are you ringing from, Chris?
From Preston, mate. Preston,
I know it very well. The Preston Guild?
Indeed, yeah.
Yes, the Preston Guild. And that's all I know. But listen, what can I do for you?
Well, I've had a question about relationships.
It's a question about relationships. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got someone who wants to know about relationships because I'm not just a ghostly man. I'm someone who can cut through the bullshit. I'm a man with a very open mind. I'm clairvoyant. I can see into the future, and I might be able to advise you on love and sex and relationships, or maybe just digital twos. Now, go on.
I thought, wonder what, if you could see anything in the future of my relationship with my wife. Is there anything I should know, or is there anything I should worry about?
Yeah. Just describe your wife, because I can see her in my mind. I just tell everyone at home what she's like.
She's quite tall.
Yeah.
Dark hair.
Yeah, the face is, it's not, what is it, a five, really?
Well, five or six. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, I suppose.
Yes, it is. It is, very much so. It's a four going on a five. Now, look, your wife, she's, as you say, it's, and she's got probably quite a nice personality, isn't she, Chris?
She has, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you want to know specifically? Because I can, I've got her in my mind's eye. I don't want her in my mind's eye too much. She's just back away, love. That's it, she's gone. Tell me what you want to know particularly about love and sex and relationships with your wife.
It's just, do we have a future? Is there good news on the horizon? Or, can you see anything that I should worry about? I should know, but I don't already know.
Tell me this, is it love and sex that's worrying you, or the relationships, or what you've got ahead of you?
Well, this is the relationship, and will we stay in love?
I've got Tarawak lending a hand here, and he's looking at your wife, and he's got thumbs up. Not literally. He's got his thumbs up. He's saying, yeah, he's saying there's a lot to look forward to. You got over a little bit of a sticky period recently, didn't you, I'm saying? A marital, you know, a bit of a marital, a little bit. You take the rough with the smooth, but maybe a rougher part of your marital journey.
Yeah, there's plenty of rubbish on the way when I come over from the pub, etc., and she's starting to kick me out. And
yeah.
Do you
love her very much?
I do.
Oh, well, that's lovely. And I've got one. She's turning to me in my mind's eye, and she's blowing a kiss. Now, it might be to me. It might be to Tarawak. Oh, she's mouthing. Yeah, what are you mouthing up? Chris, she's saying. It's a kiss. She's done a great big kiss with them lips of hers. And she's giving you the glad eye with the one eye, and the other one is pointing. Basically, one eye is left the shop, the other one's still paying for the goods, isn't she?
Well, yeah, there is that.
One eye's looking for a seat, the other one's paying the bus conductor. It's something like that, isn't it?
That
can be corrected. And she's quite sweet in her own way. What I'd do if I were you, I'd go to the shops, get her a big bag of cosmetics, right? Empty them out and just stick the f***ing bag on her head. Oh, that's a little joke. She's laughing. Is that her laughing, Tarawak? I don't know. It's a funny thought. It might be laughing. Well, she's dribbling anyway. Listen, mate, she says it's all going to be lovely, and Tarawak is nodding as well. So, very best of luck, Chris.
Thank you, Quentin. Appreciate it. Mate.
She's a lovely, lovely lady. She's waving with the one arm. All right, mate. Ta-da!
Yeah, bye.
Now, very often on this show, we deal with death, don't we? We deal with misery, sadness. But what I think my job is, really, is to express the joy of life. And that's why we've got some lovely, heartwarming stories that people have written in to me for me to, well, impart to you. It's Clinton Baptiste, our tune. I'm going to kick off this week with the story of Julie and Arthur. Now, Arthur was 80 years old. He belonged to a different age, an age of chivalry, kindness to one's fellow man, smallpox and overt racism. But he was an old romantic. I'll put it another way, if his new young love, Julie, you know, she knew if she dressed up a bit tarty for him and tickled his fancy, he'd slip her a 20 for a night out on the vodka and Red Bulls with her mates. He was a total mug, but nice with it. You know, Julie, he'd say, I remember jiving in the 50s. Yeah, yeah, whatever. I tell you, in my day with rationing, yeah, have you got that money for my new telly, Arthur? Julie admits she's taken advantage of the old geezer, something rotten, when he thought they were in love. When she got out to the club with her mates, she'd tell them about Arthur, his rubbish poetry, and they'd laugh their heads off. Silly old sod. And then something awful happened. There was an accident, a bad accident. Late one night, after getting out of the bath, one of Arthur's nuts dropped off, and alone in the house, in the dark, he slipped on it and fell down the stairs. Dead. Stone f***ing dead. Fun-loving Julie returned home the next morning, laughing off her face as usual as she entered, straightening her skirt and trying to hold her nose together after all the gack she'd inhaled. She saw him, dead as a doornail, her Arthur. Now, Julie's big enough to admit she was never kind to him, but now it was too late. And this is when things got worse. To Julie's horror, she discovered she wasn't in his will. At first, she felt resentment, but, you know, then Julie writes, she began to remember the good times, getting her mates round to laugh at his pyjamas when he was down the Legion, hiding his glasses, spending his pool's money when she'd said she'd sent it off.
no one could take these wonderful memories away from her. You know, with a story like this, you wonder how anyone could be so cruel. All that effort for no money, whispering saucy fantasies and then having to say it three more times in his good ear because the old grunter couldn't f***ing hear it. Removing her undies for him when they went out to the pub, mainly because he'd had an accident and had to stick hers on in the bogs. The Vera Lynn gimp mask. All counted for nothing. Nada. Null. And now he was gone. What a stingy old bastard. And Julie wants to share an important lesson. Arthur's death has taught her something, and that's... Don't go for old fellas, ladies. Try to get yourself a bit of younger cock. Good luck, Julie.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, spirit is very, very strong tonight. Johnny is there and he's broken out in a sweat, in a cold sweat, haven't you, John? He's just through the glass there, and he's got someone. I can hear her now. She's on line one. Is that Lisa?
It is. Hello, Clinton.
Hello, my love. Where are you phoning from, my love?
I'm phoning from Cambridge.
Oh, very posh. Now, Cambridge is a very, very spiritual place. It's full of dons, isn't it? It's full of students on bikes. It's full of the gargoyles looking down. Very, very spiritual place. And not at all like Leicester Polytechnic, where I went, which was a shithole. Now, Lisa, yes. Tell me, this you have got a ghostly story, is that correct?
I have, yes.
Okay.
I'm sick thinking about it.
It's what? Can you speak into the f***ing receiver, please?
It still scares me thinking about it.
Oh, my God, sorry. Right, Johnny, music, please. She's absolutely bricking it, this one. Okay, begin, my love.
In about 2011, I went to work at a holiday resort in Vermont. And
in Canada?
Just on the border of Canada, actually.
Right.
Just as far as you can get in North America.
Very, very spiritual place, yeah.
Very spiritual. And we were put into this staff house that looks... If you imagine the film Amityville...
Good God, yeah.
That's what the house looked like. And it was actually on a hill.
Right.
And it was scary. It was just really scary.
Right.
If you imagine that a family had lived there and they had just left in the middle of the night and left all of their things there.
Okay, hold on. And you ended up there
How come you were there with and people had left stuff there?
Because I went. It was a summer job that I went to. I went to work for, and families rented out these houses to staff to live in.
This is not Cambridge at all. Don't matter. No. Let me say all that stuff about Cambridge, and it's about somewhere entirely different. Doesn't matter. It's a slight waste of my time. It don't matter. And you were there, and they put you in this house, and it looked like someone had to leave in a hurry. Is that correct?
It did. Because we had a little look in some of their drawers, and there were all these like letters from the 1960s, and there were all these like really old photographs on the wall, and it was just really, really scary. And I slept downstairs, and all the other girls that I lived with, they slept upstairs. And at night you would just hear these footsteps.
Oh my God.
Walking around.
Right.
And I asked the girls, I said, were you any of you up walking about last night? And they said, oh, no, we were all like fast asleep.
Right.
So I didn't think anything of it.
Right.
And then it kept happening. You'd hear these footsteps, all sort of like walking through the corridor, walking up the staircase.
Good God. Male footsteps, heavy ones, light ones?
Heavy footsteps. And then you'd hear, like, doors banging. And I'm thinking, why are the girls making lots of noise upstairs?
Yeah.
And you'd hear drawers being pulled open.
Yeah.
And then, things being dragged across the floor.
What? Dragged across the floor? What?
I don't know what it was that was being dragged across the floor.
Yeah.
But it just sounded like something was being, like, something heavy was being dragged along the floor.
Right.
And again, I'd ask the girls about it, and they were like, "Well, no, we weren't walking around.
Yeah,
but we heard things too. And they kind of didn't want to tell anybody.
Yeah,
exactly. Because if you mention that kind of thing, people think, well, they've been drinking.
Right.
And this continued. Like night after night after night, and it always seemed to be around 3 a.m. that the noises would start.
Right.
I just got absolutely terrified.
Right.
And I couldn't sleep, so I'd put like my iPod in just to try and drown out the sound.
So it wasn't that long ago. It was the days of iPods, yes.
Yes. Yeah. 2011 it was. So
bloody hell.
And I would just try and sort of like drown it out so that I'd fall asleep because it was just oppressive. There's just this like feeling in the house that it was dark, it was oppressive, that you were being watched. And nobody wanted to be in the house alone.
Good God.
And one of the girls, she was very, very religious.
Yeah.
She actually started sleeping with a Bible under her pillow because she was so scared.
Yeah.
And she actually said, I'm going to die in this house.
Yeah, you don't need a Bible. A big fucking cricket bat would have done it.
So she was...
She said she was going to die?
She thought she was going to die in that house.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she ended up actually moving out because she was just so terrified.
Right. Bloody hell. I'm bound to ask, my love, a couple of things. Firstly, were any of the girls playing a trick on you?
Well, I did think that, but the fact that we all experienced things sort of individually and then sort of finally, talked about it with each other, I genuinely don't think it was a joke.
And what about the second question I wanted to ask was, the people who put you up in this place, did you ever say to them, look, first of all, there's people's own possessions here.
Yeah.
As if they've been suddenly, had to jump up in the middle of the night and flee.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could be moved? Or tell us what went on.
Well, it's funny because we did sort of talk to people who worked on that site year after year after year.
Yeah.
And they absolutely believed our stories.
Yeah.
And there was staff who'd lived in the house the year before, and they said that once when they came home at night, the furniture had been moved.
Oh, crikey.
Now, I don't know if I necessarily believe that story, but that's what they said.
Can I just say about that? A poltergeist will move furniture.
Yeah.
It will wreck a place. I was very, very fortunate. I was visited by a poltergeist, which was the ghost of Liberace.
Oh,
and like most gay men, he was very, very particular. And what he actually did was he cleared up the place more than anything. He rearranged things very, very nicely. The only thing he threw across the room was some cushions, because they didn't go at all with my sofa. But
How dare he?
It was very much like that. I mean, initially, I was being possessed by Plato, the philosopher. It's all very intelligent, but I couldn't understand a word he was saying. I'm sure if I was brighter, I'd have made the most. In the end, I put in for a transfer. I said, can I have Liberace? But can I just ask one thing? Because I've got Tarawak here, my spirit guide.
Lovely. Hi, Tarawak.
Because he knows about the wasteland, the tundra, the Icelandic tundra. And that was very similar up there in North America near Vermont, wasn't it?
That's right.
A little bit snowy. Tarawak, what do you... Oh, he's saying elk. Ooh. He's saying elk. He said, yeah? What are you saying? He's saying an Inuit might have been dragging an elk upstairs to feed the family. Because what did you used to have? Elk, yeah? What else? Yeah, he had elk. Elk for breakfast, elk for dinner, and elk for tea he had.
Oh, lovely.
Boiled in ice and elk fritters they used to have occasionally. Sounds bloody awful. So it may have been that, or it may have been, what's that? A headless person. Stop making things up. You can be a real prick like that sometimes. Tara, you've got nothing better to do. Go and get me some halibut. Now, listen. Did anything happen? How did it manifest itself in the end? What did you do? Did you leave?
Well, things kind of kept on escalating because one night when I was in my bedroom, I heard it sounded like as heavy as like a football being like thrown at my door.
Oh my God.
And I know the girls were definitely upstairs. There was nobody downstairs.
Right.
And then another day, I had my bedroom door open and it looked out onto the back porch.
Right.
And the porch door was one of those, like, slide bolt things that you have to physically slide to open it. And I was lying in the middle of the day, just on my bed, and looked up and the door swung open and it had been locked.
God.
Yeah.
Can I just say, if it is of any comfort, I've met Canadians and they're a very, very decent, soft people.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the ghost had been Canadian, he would just come in, stroked your hair, made you a nice hot drink, and then fucked off again.
Oh, well, Ryan Gosling's Canadian, so if it'd been him, that would have been nice.
Who is a Canadian?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. It could have been Ryan Gosling, except he's very much alive, I think.
That's true.
But no, Canadians, I've found, as a rule, are a little bit boring, but very, very pleasant. He might have bored you to death. I don't know whether he'd be frightening you to death. Oh, my goodness, my darling. Well, Lisa, it's lovely to speak to you.
Thank you, Clinton. It's been very helpful.
As I say, Tarawak says if it had been a Canadian ghost, nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing to worry about. I mean, alternatively, this would be something to worry about. There might have been an entire family wiped out there, killed, murdered, which would be not as nice. Listen, my love, thank you so much for ringing.
Thank you.
Please get in touch again if there's any more ghostly goings on.
I will, Clinton.
And Tarawak's waving as well.
Thanks, Tarawak.
And Johnny's waving. He's saying 7 out of 10. Thanks, my love.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening. I think you'll agree it's been quite hair-raising, but also strangely comforting. Join us next time. And don't forget, if you do have a story you want to impart to us, contact us at this Patreon site. Thank you so much to all patrons. Goodbye. 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 Patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.